1 Chronicles chapter 25. In addition, David and the officers of the army set apart for service certain of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, who were to prophesy with lyres, harps, and cymbals. This is a list of the men set apart for this work of service. From the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Azarela. The sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied at the order of the king. From Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun were Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, six under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied by giving thanks and praising the Lord with the lyre. From Heman, the sons of Heman were Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Elathoth, Gidalti, Ramamti, Ezer, Joshbekesha, Malothi, Hothir, and Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Haman, the king's seer, to fulfill the promise of God to exalt him. God gave to Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the direction of their father to make music to the Lord's house with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of God's house. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Haman were under the direction of the king. The number of them, with their brothers who were instructed in singing to the Lord, all of whom were skillful, was 288. They cast lots for their offices, all alike, the least as well as the greatest, the teacher as well as the student. So the first lot came out to Asaph's son Joseph. He and his brothers and sons totaled 12. The second lot fell to Gedaliah, his brothers and sons, 12. The third to Zakur, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fourth to Izri, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The seventh to Jesarela, his sons and his brothers, 12. The eighth to Jeshaiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 11th to Azrael, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 13th lot, Shubiel, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 15th, Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 16th, Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 17th, Joshbekesha, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 18th, Hanani, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 19th, Melothi, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 20th, Elathah, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 21st, Hothir, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 22nd, Gedalti, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 23rd, Mahazioth, his sons and his brothers, 12. For the 24th, Ramanti Ezer, his sons and his brothers, 12. Chapter 26. For the gatekeepers, the following were the divisions. From the Korathites, Meshelemiah, son of Kor, from the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jothniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, and Elihonai the seventh. Obed-Edom had sons because God blessed him, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabed the second, Joah the third, Sakar the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Peulathai the eighth. Sons were also born to his son Shimeiah, who ruled over the house of their father, for they were strong, capable men. The sons of Shimeiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers were capable men, Elihu and Semachiah. All these were male descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their brothers were strong, capable men for the service. There were 62 of them from Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, capable men, 18 in all. Hosa from the descendants of Merari also had sons. They were Shimri the head, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him head. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosea totaled 13. The following were the divisions of the gatekeepers according to their influential leaders who had offices like their brothers to minister to the Lord's house. They cast lots for every gate according to their fathers' houses, the small as well as the great. The lot for the east side fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and his lot came out for the north side. For Obed-Edom, the lot was for the south side, and for his sons the lot was for the storehouse. For Shippim and Hosa, the lot was for the west side, by the gate of Sheleketh, by the ramp that goes up. They were stationed with one watchman next to another. On the east side there were 6 Levites each day, on the north side 4 each day, and on the south side 4 each day, and at the storehouse 2 at a time. For the covered courtyard on the west side, 4 were stationed at the ramp and 2 at the courtyard. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers from the descendants of the Korathites and from the descendants of Merari. From the Levites, Ahijah was in charge of the treasuries of God's house and the treasuries for the consecrated things. The sons of Laden, who were descendants of Gershon through Laden, and who were the heads of the fathers' households descended from Laden the Gershonite, included Jehaeli, the sons of Jehaeli, Zethem, and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries of the Lord's house. From the Amramites, the Issarites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was supervisor over the treasuries. His relatives were Eleazar, his son Rehabiah, and his son Jeshaiah, and his son Joram, and his son Zikri, and his son Shelemoth. This Shelemoth and his brothers were over all the treasuries for the consecrated things, which David the king, together with the heads of the father's households, the officers over thousands and hundreds, and the officers of the army, had dedicated. They dedicated some of the plunder won in battles to repair the Lord's house. Everything that Samuel the seer, Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah had dedicated, regardless of who had dedicated it, was under the control of Shelemoth and of his brothers. From the Issarites, Kenaniah and his sons were assigned to the civil administration of Israel as officers and judges. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 capable men, were in charge of the administration of Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. For the Hebronites, Jeriah was the head of the Hebronites on the basis of their genealogical records according to their fathers' households. The genealogical records were verified in the 40th year of the reign of David, and capable men were found among them at Jazer of Gilead. Among Jeriah's brothers, who were capable men, there were 2,700 heads of fathers' households, whom King David made overseers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for every matter pertaining to God and for every matter pertaining to the king. Chapter 27. The following is the list of the leaders of the people of Israel, those who were the heads of fathers' houses and the commanders of military units of 1,000 and of 100, and the officers who served the king in any matter. They served in divisions that came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year. In every division there were 24,000 men. Over the first division for the first month was Jashobeam, son of Zabdiel. In his division there were 24,000 men. He was from the sons of Perez. He was the head of all the commanders of the army for the first month. Over the division for the second month was Dodai, the Ahohite. Mikloth was the leader of his division. In his division there were 24,000 men. The third commander of the army for the third month was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, the head priest. In his division were 24,000 men. This is the same Benaiah who was the powerful warrior among the 30 and the leader of the 30. Amizabad, his son, was commander of his division. The fourth commander for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab. Zebadiah, his son, succeeded him, and in his division there were 24,000 men. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shamhuth, the Israelite, and in his division there were 24,000 men. The sixth commander for the sixth month was Ira, son of Ikesh, the Tekoan, and in his division there were 24,000 men. The seventh commander for the seventh month was Helez the Pelonite, from the descendants of Ephraim. In his division there were 24,000 men. The eighth commander for the eighth month was Sibekai the Hushathite, from the descendants of Zerah. In his division were 24,000 men. The ninth commander for the ninth month was Ebiezer the Anathonite, from the descendants of Benjamin. In his division there were 24,000 men. The tenth commander for the tenth month was Marai, the Netophathite, from the descendants of Zerah. In his division there were 24,000 men. The 11th commander for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Pirathonite, from the descendants of Ephraim. In his division there were 24,000 men. The 12th commander for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite, from Othniel. In his division there were 24,000 men. The following were over the tribes of Israel. Of the Reubenites, Eleazar, son of Zichri, was the leader. Of the Simeonites, Sephatiah, son of Maacah. Of Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kemuel. Of the descendants of Aaron, Zadok. Of Judah, Elihu, one of the brothers of David. Of Issachar, Omri, son of Michael. Of Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah. Of Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azriel. Of the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, son of Azaziah. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Iddo, son of Zechariah. Of Benjamin, Jaaziel, son of Abner. Of Dan, Azarel, son of Jeraham. These were the officers of the tribes of Israel. David did not count those 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like the stars of the sky. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to take a census but did not finish, and wrath came on Israel because of this. The number was not put into the account in the annals of King David. Asmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the king's storehouses. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was in charge of the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers. Ezri, son of Caleb, was in charge of those who worked in the fields, farming the land. Shimei, the Ramathite, was in charge of the vineyards. Zabdi, the Shifmite, was in charge of the produce of the vineyards for the wine cellars. Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, was in charge of the olive trees and the sycamore fig trees that were in the Shephelah. Joash was in charge of the storehouses for oil. Shitrai, the Sharonite, was in charge of the herds that grazed in Sharon. Shaphat, the son of Adlai, was in charge of the herds that were in the lowlands. Obil, the Ishmaelite, was in charge of the camels. Jedaiah, the Moronathite, was in charge of the donkeys. Jazez, the Hagrite, was in charge of the flocks. All these were in charge of the property which belonged to King David. Also Jonathan, David's uncle, was an advisor, a man of understanding, and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hakmoni, took care of the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the confidant. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abiathar. Joab was the commander of the king's army.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.